To end a deep recession and stimulate economic growth, Israel has cut government subsidies given to many of its citizens. Officials say the idea is to get many people off the dole and provide jobs instead. Single-parent families say the cuts will push them into poverty. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Earlier this month, 43-year-old Vicky Canafo decided to fight back against the government's spending cuts she says will ruin her life. She strapped on a pair of sneakers, draped herself in an Israeli flag, and began walking the 125 miles from the dusty desert town of Mitzpe Ramon to Jerusalem. By the time she arrived 6 days later and pitched a tent opposite Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, she had become a focus of media attention and, to many Israelis, a hero. Since then, others have set out from all over Israel to join the protest encampment, which now numbers several dozen people. Women's groups have been donating food, and guards at the nearby Israeli parliament have allowed the women to use the bathrooms and showers. Children at the encampment have been welcomed by local summer camps their parents could not have afforded. Vicky Canafo, just 5 feet tall, charismatic, and with a politician's sense of timing, seems thrilled by what she has started. She says her goal is clear, to get the government subsidies restored. We are here until there is a revolution, she says. They'll have to drag us out. We are fighting for the most important things for us, our children. They are the ones suffering. Until last month, Canafo, a mother of three, says she was just scraping by. She earned about $300 a month working half-time as a cook in a daycare center. Her ex-husband contributed $150 a month in child support. The bulk of her income came from a monthly government subsidies package of $625, which last month was slashed almost in half. Canafo challenges Finance Minister Netanyahu to try to run a household on that kind of budget. I invite him to come to my house and try, she says. If he succeeds, I'll walk the entire country and tell him I'm sorry. Last week, under public pressure, Netanyahu met Canafo, although she says he offered nothing concrete. Netanyahu insists the only way to spur economic growth is to cut spending. Last week, he unveiled a job creation project with incentives for single mothers to work. Canafo says most single mothers already work, and besides, there are few jobs in poorer areas like hers. Economists say poverty has been dramatically increasing in Israel over the past few years. A recent survey found 500,000 children, one out of every four in Israel, lives below the poverty line. Media reports say the number of soup kitchens in the country has doubled to 400. Schools report more and more children coming to school hungry. Until recently, government subsidies meant most families at least had enough to eat. But experts say that Netanyahu's budget cuts could change that. Eliezer Jaffe, a professor of social work at Hebrew University, says the cuts will hit the weaker populations hardest.
Single-parent families have a real, clear, legitimate, you can see a real problem. A woman struggling to keep her children together, to keep her family together. Her income will probably go down by a third or more.
Vicky Canafo says she believes her tent city will soon swell to thousands of people and Netanyahu will be forced to rescind the cuts. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.